News Talk Breakfast.
In association with Air. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on Air Mobile.
Now, it's May the 3rd and summer is finally here. You wouldn't think it if you looked outside the door right now because it's raining cats and dogs. But outdoor socialising might be on the cards. But what's on the menu? Doreen Allen, chef, author and founder of Ballymaloe Cookery School, is on the line. Good morning, Doreena.
Good morning, Bobby.
How are you? How's the weather down there in East Cork?
Oh, it's a bit of a wild one. But anyway, as you know, we're farmers as well, so we're actually welcoming the rain. Prefer it at night, but we need a bit of rain after that gorgeous weather we've had for the last few days, really, and weeks, really.
Yeah. Now, we talk about seasonal food, Doreena, and I know you're a great ambassador for said food. Things like asparagus, rhubarb, new potatoes, are they all... Where are they in the season as we speak right now?
Oh, well, you're right. Asparagus, yes, it's there's still the some Irish asparagus there, which is terrific. Rhubarb, while garlic is coming to an end now, if you're one for doing a bit of foraging, but it's actually coming to the end of what we call the hungry gap, which is the sort of the gap between the winter, the end of the winter vegetables, and the beginning of the summer bounty, which everything comes in so fast now in the next couple of weeks. We haven't new potatoes yet, but we will have them, I'd say, within about 2 weeks. So yeah, it's a hugely exciting time for people, for all of us in who love to cook and enjoy the summer. Also, radishes, of course, are great. And we also have the first of the beetroot, actually, because we're lucky if you have a tunnel or a greenhouse, if you put in some beets. And beets are fantastic, because not only are they super good for you and there's so many things you can do with them, but actually if you grow your own beets or if you buy them in a farmer's market, you probably get them with the leaves and everything on, and you actually have more than one vegetable there. Then you have the beets, which are about the size of a, you know, certainly the size of a large table tennis ball at the moment. Then you have all the stalks. I don't know if you've ever eaten the stalks or the leaves of the beets, Bobby.
I have.
They're delicious.
I have.
Have you?
I love the earthiness of beetroot. It's the one thing that has that distinct earthy flavour that I absolutely love. I bought something recently, Doreena, called a tower garden. And it's where you grow vegetables in a small area, and the water is pumped around with nutrients in it. And I've got lettuces there, and I'm giving all this a go now. I'm fairly new to it, but I'm going to give it a go. Yeah,
fantastic. Well, I'm a great one for encouraging people to grow something, anything of their own food to eat on their windowsill, on their balcony, out in their backyard, whatever. I mean, when you sow a seed and you wait for it to germinate and to grow into something you can eat, I mean, it's just so exciting. And you know, it means so much more when you've kind of invested in it. Plus, you won't spray it or do anything like that with it. So it'll be really, really good for you. Yeah. Satisfaction, I mean, it's a really easy way to get a buzz, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Now, it's not barbecue weather out there today, but again, I don't know if many people over the weekend, I had a barbecue yesterday and it was lovely, but our usual burger on the grill, how can we elevate that, Doreena, in your view? In other words, tell me more.
Yeah, well, look, obviously grilling and barbecuing and picnics are going to go through the roof this summer as lockdown is easing gradually now, but we're just all craving, aren't we, to get out. A burger on the grill can be fine, depending on the burger, of course, and it's so easy, you just slap it on the thing. But then you need a lovely sort of sauce or something, you know, it could be tomato and chili relish, or it could be, indeed for that matter, the Ballymaloe relish now that I mentioned my sister-in-law's product. And also, what you want to use is make the best use of spices and fresh herbs and things like that. Then it doesn't have to be just, obviously, a burger. Why not, you know, open out of a chicken, spatchcock a chicken, and then rub lots of, even just chopped rosemary on it, or harissa or sumac. Use those lovely Middle Eastern spices as well. Pop it on with lots of good olive oil and cook that. And then if you want something plant-based or vegetarian tempeh or halloumi. There's gorgeous halloumi being made in several places around the country now, in Wicklow there and down here in Cork. So and pieces of that you can, you know, olive oil and herbs, toss it on the grill, and that's really super. And for that matter, back to asparagus, that's wonderful on the grill as well. And I suppose if you really want to be a macho meat eater, there's tomahawk steaks now.
Oh, yeah. Now you're talking.
Huge steaks. They're great. And, you know,
have they you tried,
also,
Doreena,
when you cook it, you have enough for everybody. You can slice it very thinly and have it lovely with lovely salads and some of those gorgeous new potatoes you talked about.
Have you tried the beer can chicken, Doreena?
I did years and years
it's
ago.
It's great. I did it there recently.
We did our very first barbecue course. We had somebody over from Weber in the UK, in the US, and she did a beer can chicken. It was a very American thing. It's kind of fun and everything. I think everybody does it once.
Yeah. I see as well that you had a lovely recipe in this week's Irish Examiner, new season's asparagus with mussels and hollandaise on toast. Now you're talking.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
So what are the plans now, Doreena, for Ballymaloe for as we exit lockdown? Are you all set to go? I know it's been a challenging 12 months for you.
That's right. We have a 12-week course on at the moment, of course, with much reduced numbers because to comply with all the regulations and everything. And but also we did an online membership. We have an online Ballymaloe Cookery School online. One can look it up, and lots of Rachel and Rory and myself and so on are doing cook-alongs and all kinds of cookery things, some foraging things. You can take out a year's membership or a 6 month, or even join us for one particular session. I'm doing one, I think it's Wednesday week, on roast beef and all sorts of other good things with all kinds of delicious things to serve with it. So one can keep an eye on that. And
absolutely.
So that's one of the things we're doing. And then the farm shop and everything, of course, is open all the time. And the gardens are also open.
All right.
We've got a quarter acre maze. And that's a great place to get lost in. And
okay, well, we'll have to leave it there, Doreena. It's great to talk to you as always. Thanks for your wisdom, your culinary wisdom indeed.